Ever feel like some people are just hardwired for creativity? Like they've got this secret sauce that makes them effortlessly brilliant, you know?
Well, what if I told you that secret sauce is actually something you can cultivate?
Okay.
Sort of mental sweet spot that anyone can tap into.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Today we're diving into Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi's creativity flow and the psychology of discovery and invention to unlock that creative potential within all of us. And the key, according to our source material, lies in something called flow.
That's right. But before we get swept away by the concept, let's define what flow actually means.
Yeah, the source material mentions it a lot, but it's one of those things that's almost easier to experience than to put into words.
Exactly. Think of it like this. Remember a time you were so absorbed in a task that the rest of the world just melted away?
Oh,
Maybe
yeah.
you're coding,
Yeah.
writing, or even just organizing your spice rack, whatever got you in the zone.
Right.
And hours flew by, like minutes.
Yeah.
That, my friend, is the power of flow.
Okay. I'm definitely picturing a few moments like the total focus,
Breath.
energized,
Yeah.
and loving every minute of it.
Absolutely.
There's even a quote from the source material that captures it perfectly. Flow is a state in which people are so involved in an activity that nothing else seems to matter.
And it's not just about feeling good, though. That's definitely a bonus.
Right.
When we're in flow, we're not just performing better,
Yeah.
we're also priming our minds for those breakthrough aha moments.
Right.
Csikszentmihalyi found that flow is like a super highway to creative thinking and problem solving.
So flow isn't this elusive, mystical experience reserved for artists or inventors. It's something we can all tap into to unlock our creative potential, whatever our field of interest might be. But how do we get there? Is it about waiting for inspiration to strike? Or are there things we can do to encourage flow in our lives?
That's the million-dollar question. And thankfully, our source material has some answers for us. Turns out there are some fascinating and maybe even surprising traits that many creative individuals share,
Okay.
qualities that actually help them get into that flow state more easily.
Oh, I love a good surprise, especially when it comes to boosting creativity. So, what are these magical treats? Give me the inside scoop.
Well, prepare to be surprised. Because when Csikszentmihalyi studied creative folks, he found they weren't just one thing.
Okay.
It's like they embrace contradictions.
Okay.
Think disciplined, free spirits, introverted extroverts.
Wait, so you're saying the key to being creative is being a bit of a walking contradiction?
Yeah.
That's wild. What does it even look like in practice?
Imagine this. You've got someone brimming with curiosity,
Okay.
always exploring new
Yeah.
ideas, but they can also buckle down and focus with laser-like intensity when it's time to bring that idea to life.
Right.
Or someone who cherishes their solo brainstorming sessions, but also thrives on collaboration,
Yeah.
pulling inspiration from different perspectives.
Yeah. Okay, I'm starting to see how those seeming contradictions could actually be strengths. It's about being flexible, drawing on different parts of yourself depending on the situation. Yeah.
That adaptability, that openness to new experiences, that willingness to step outside your comfort zone, Csikszentmihalyi found those to be hallmarks of highly creative individuals.
And it makes sense. If you're too rigid in your thinking, too set in your ways, you might miss those unexpected connections that spark true innovation. Speaking of which, the source material also talks about how our environment, both physical and social, can make or break our creative flow. So it's not just about who we are, but also where we are and who we're with.
You hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to work on a project in a cluttered, chaotic space?
Oh,
It's
yeah.
like trying to think clearly in the middle of a hurricane.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm the kind of person who needs a clean desk and good lighting to even begin feeling creative.
And that's not just you being picky. Our physical environment has a huge impact on our cognitive processes,
Right.
including our ability to tap into that flow state.
Okay.
On the flip side,
Yeah.
imagine yourself surrounded by inspiring art
Yeah.
or bathed in natural light. Suddenly, those creative juices start flowing a whole lot easier.
It's like setting the stage for those aha
Yeah,
moments.
exactly.
And it's not just our physical space either, right? Our social surroundings matter too.
Absolutely. The people we surround ourselves with can either fuel our creative fire or, let's be honest, act like a wet blanket.
Right.
Think about the colleagues who challenge you to think differently, who
Yeah.
inspire you with their own passion projects, or even those friends who just know how to create a fun, supportive atmosphere.
Right.
That energy is contagious.
Totally. And that reminds me, the source material had this fascinating practical applications table with tips on how to actually cultivate a creativity-boosting environment. Like even small tweaks like adding plants to your workspace or intentionally seeking out people with different perspectives can make a difference.
It's all about being mindful of the subtle cues around us,
right,
and how they might be influencing our creative output.
Yeah.
Because when we create the right conditions for flow, both internal and external, that's when the real magic happens.
So we've covered the importance of flow, the surprising traits of creative individuals, and how our surroundings can impact our creative process.
Yeah.
But what about the actual process of generating those brilliant ideas?
Mm.
Is it really as random and spontaneous as it seems?
Right.
Or is there a method to the madness?
Well, the source material actually breaks down creativity into distinct stages.
Okay.
Suggesting it's less about waiting for a lightning strike of inspiration.
Right.
And more about understanding a process we can all tap into.
That's right. Csikszentmihalyi lays out 4 key stages.
Okay.
Preparation, incubation, illumination, and execution.
And understanding these can be a game changer for anyone looking to boost their creative output.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Let's break it down.
Yeah.
Preparation sounds pretty straightforward. Is that all about gathering information and brainstorming?
Exactly. It's about immersing yourself in the problem or project,
right,
doing your research,
right,
exploring different angles,
okay,
and gathering those raw materials that will fuel your creativity.
Right.
This stage often involves conscious effort and focus. Think of it as laying the groundwork for those aha moments to come.
So it's about setting the stage, priming the pump, however you want to put it.
Right.
But then what?
Yeah.
Does incubation mean we just step away and hope for the best?
You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Incubation is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
It's about giving your subconscious mind space to do its thing.
Right.
Remember that feeling of stepping away from a problem only to have the solution pop into your head later.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's incubation in action. Your mind is still working on those connections, even when you're not consciously aware of it.
That makes so much sense. Sometimes the best thing you can do for a problem is to stop thinking about it directly.
Right.
Let your mind wander, take a walk, do something completely unrelated.
Yeah.
That's when those unexpected connections seem to bubble up.
Precisely.
Right.
And then boom, illumination.
Ah.
That magical moment when the pieces fall into place.
Yeah.
And a new idea, solution, or perspective emerges.
Right.
It can feel sudden, even miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
But it's often the result of all the groundwork laid during preparation and incubation.
It's like that classic light bulb moment, but instead of just happening out of the blue, we're actually setting the stage for it to occur.
Right.
But illumination isn't the final step, is it? Right of execution.
Exactly.
That's where things can get really challenging.
You're absolutely right. Illumination is exciting, but it's just the beginning.
Right.
Execution is where you transform that raw inspiration into something tangible. And that takes time, effort, and a whole lot of grit.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as the bridge between inspiration and creation.
That resonates with me. I've definitely had moments of inspiration that fizzled out because I didn't know how to translate them into action.
Right.
So how do we avoid getting stuck in that gap between a great idea and actually making it happen?
That's where understanding the entire creative process becomes so valuable.
Okay.
By recognizing the different stages and how they build on each other, we can approach each step more intentionally.
Right.
If you're feeling stuck in the execution phase, perhaps you need to revisit the preparation stage, gather more information, or experiment with different approaches.
Yeah.
It's all about finding what works best for you.
So this framework isn't just a theoretical model.
Right.
It's a practical roadmap for unlocking and nurturing our creative potential.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is that it applies across disciplines and industries.
Right.
Whether you're writing a novel,
yeah,
design a website, or brainstorming solutions for a business challenge.
Hmm.
Understanding the stages of creativity can help you navigate the process more effectively.
It's about recognizing that creativity isn't this mystical force reserved for a select few.
Right.
It's a skill, a process that we can all cultivate and refine over time.
Exactly. And the more we understand the science behind creativity,
yeah,
the more effectively we can tap into our own unique creative potential.
Right.
So embrace those contradictions. Create an environment that sparks your imagination.
Yeah.
And remember those aha moments.
Yeah.
They're a lot closer than you think.
There you have it. A deep dive into the fascinating world of creativity. Yeah. We've learned that flow is the secret sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Creative folks are full of surprising contradictions. Our environment matters.
Yeah.
And there's a method to the creative madness. The best part.
Yeah.
These insights aren't just interesting trivia. They're tools we can use to unlock our own creative potential no matter what we're passionate about.
So the next time you're feeling stuck or uninspired, remember what we've explored today.
Yeah.
Tap into that flow state. Embrace your own unique blend of traits and remember the power of a supportive environment.
Right.
And who knows? You might just surprise yourself with what you can achieve.